gentlemen. I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Scott, should I do this louder since we're working on the transmitter?
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Or actually, I've got, you know, I got a couple forks and spoons. We can go up there and kind of duct tape it on.
No, we have people to do that.
It works for my TV.
I'll just be louder. Aggies,
yeah, there you go.
There you go. Aggie Sports doing well. We've got a couple awards from the SEC, both in volleyball and football. Man, the Cowboys looked awful last night.
Yeah, they did. That was great.
Stop it. And the pennant race, we've got more on that coming up here in about 12 minutes.
I got you. We're dealing with our signal problem. It's not in your radio, it's us, and we'll have it fixed today. So there you go. So a Swedish housing company announced a $137,000 campaign aimed at encouraging neighbors to say hello to each other.
Hello.
This is after they outlawed dancing, right?
Yeah, that's right. That was yesterday.
Oh, wait a minute. Swedish?
Yeah.
That'd be Ernda Hello.
There you go. The Say Hi campaign includes a brochure distributed to tenants with instructions on how to make small talk.
Well, it couldn't hurt.
How to make small talk?
People are becoming less and less friendly and more addicted to computers and iPods.
I know. Actual eye contact, really.
To talk with a human being?
Less friendly?
The pamphlet advises neighbors to prepare open-ended greetings and avoid yes or no questions. I forget what it was. I was at a local grocery-torium the other day, and a guy asked me something, and I actually gave him an answer, and then his response back to me was the same thing I just said to him, and after about four words, he stopped. And I didn't look at him. I didn't want to look and, you know, say, hey, nice job.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, there you go. But, again, don't ask somebody how they're doing if
you don't care.
Yeah, because they may tell you.
I do that, too. When somebody says that, I'm like, how are you? I'm well. How are you?
Yeah,
and they just stop.
Well, because how are you has become just like hello, so they don't care.
It's, again, the art of human. Well, and again, we don't get to see the human interaction of 15 to 25-year-olds because it could be completely different than ours. Hello?
Hey, what do you think about the new signal improvements?
Yeah,
we did last
you like
night?
That? I mean, countless dollars spent to get it to sound that good, huh?
You know, honestly, though, if we were one of the cellular carriers, we would just say, hey, we did this to improve our service to you.
Yeah, yeah.
And then let you try to... What?
Yes, I remember that. I remember being at a cellular phone provider, and my wife's phone wouldn't work there, and it was that company. Dang, you hate when that happens.
WTAW, now in 4G.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I don't know. We finished, as you know, we're putting a brand-new radio station on the air, Peace 107, Christian station,
yes.
Christian music station.
Listen to you plugging that.
Yep.
Exciting.
At every opportunity. And let's go around the room and announce your names. Hello, I'm Ben Downs, and I'm putting on a new radio station, Peace 107.7. Anyway, all of the work was done last night, and we got ahead of ourselves and got everything finished before the next step of people arrived, and so anyway.
But all right.
They're driving in from Tyler today, and they have huge, incredibly expensive boxes in the backs of their trucks.
Oh,
and
good.
Brand-new pocket protectors, shiny pocket protectors, bought with the fees that we're paying them.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Anyway.
You mean they're not working free.
Today,
okay. Yes.
Now, we would normally do this in the middle of the night like we did last night.
Right.
But what you'll hear today, because the signal is so weak, is... you're probably going to hear us going off and on for about 30 or 45 seconds. Not during your show, of course.
No.
You already had your EAS Amber
Alert today. I
did.
Yeah, I was pumped about that.
Please dial 911. And so you may hear some of that, and that's just us trying to play catch up.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Anyway, sorry.
It's all right, and we'll have it fixed. We think tomorrow things should sound a little stronger. Huh?
It's electronics.
Yeah.
We're going to try to fix it today. What could possibly go wrong?
Of course.
Hey, at least it's not a cold, slanting rain in 34 degrees, right?
True.
You know what? And it's Tuesday. That's in our favor.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Good. Thanks
for
calling.
It's going to be a good day.
That's true. So, yes, let's go to the phones. Hello? 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 Hello?
Yeah, this is a message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6:30.
We don't play music.
30, yeah. 6:25.
She's been listening this morning.
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music.
Instead, I couldn't even get talk
on
radio.
The elliptical, like the treadmill kind of stuff. And so far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and talking and
she can't
laughing
count,
at their jokes and stuff. So I'm hoping this may be just a deal that happens on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
That it's not going to be that way every morning.
Oh, God forbid.
I'd like to have it on WTAW. But don't worry about calling me back. Okay. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just stuff.
Yeah.
Aquarius?
No. No.
That's not that pressing. Thanks.
Got it.
Bye. Yeah,
thanks. Bye. Okay, this is just your little warm up, and we'll pick it up here in a minute so you can get on your elliptical go.
You got me on this one.
Yeah, no. All I know is it's not the song I chose.
No, well, you chose a polka.
What's wrong with polka?
This is my favorite group, so I thought I'd play it. So there. See, that's got a little beat to it.
Not quite the beat that polka does.
No.
Thank God.
Polka does. Yeah, polka does. Now, that's called Feel Again by One Republic, though, anyway. So.
That's your favorite group?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they're my favorite group.
No kidding.
Yep. Hello?
Now I found out you got a problem with your station. I have a Voice Radio, 20 years old.
No, ain't you today. It's on us.
I had a slider on it, and it gave me some static, you know, from time to time.
Yep.
I thought, well, this sucker's really going out this morning. No. I need some carburetor cleaner in it.
It's on us today.
Carburetor cleaner.
Won't work. Hello.
You know, I was hoping to catch Ben on there. The reception was so bad this morning, I had to check three times to make sure I wasn't on 1150.
Yes, thank you so much. I know Mr. Downs will appreciate
that. Get that, shot in there.
Yeah, okay, so there we go.
Atta boy.
Yeah. No, I like One Republic a lot, as a matter of fact.
I got to say, that surprises me a little bit. I'm a big fan, too.
Yeah, I've liked them for a long time. Anyway, all right, so the American way of life continues to ebb away from us. There's nothing, I guess, that we can do about this. It's really, really sad. I'll give you a real quick story. I was looking to get a car that had a gear shift on the steering column.
Three on the tree.
Now, do you understand? That's pretty much gone.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's pretty much nowhere.
They don't make new cars with those at all that I'm aware of.
I can't tell you. I was going to buy a used car. I can't tell you the look on the salesman's face when I went and said that to him. He went, huh? Because you're usually looking for something that's this. No.
Out of curiosity, why?
Because the person that was getting the car was used to driving with gear shift on there as opposed to on the floor. Anyway, ended up not getting one like that. But the current Chevy Impala will be the last passenger car in production in North America to feature your three-across front row seating.
A bench?
We're talking the old bench. That's right.
No kidding.
General Motors Company has no plans to continue that seating arrangement when the 2014 begins rolling off the assembly line next year. GM's director of design says customers want bucket seats and that handy little dandy center console thing for their coffee and their bottled water and their change and their other junk. Chrysler hasn't had a front bench seat since 2004. While until last year, the bench seats were still available on the Crown Vicks, the Lincoln Town Cars, and the Mercury Grand Marquis.
See, this is why I prefer classic cars. It was about relationship,
not about
chunk your stuff in the console. It was about, let's see what kid we can stuff here to get out and open and close the gates.
Yeah, there you go. Even though it was still an option on the Impalas, GM says only one in 10 buyers choose to pay that extra $195 for your bench seat.
Well, I miss the infamous Texas two-headed driver.
What?
In every pickup truck in the 70s, the girl would sit right next to the guy. And if you ever watched Urban Cowboy, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
What was fun is when it was the other way around.
Yeah.
When it was her pickup.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes.